So yesterday there was a tweet by Chip Alexander, who covers the Hurricanes for the Raleigh News and Observer, where he talked about the general manager of the Hurricanes said he thinks games will be played sometime in January. He says there could be a resolution of NHL, NHLPA discussions in the next few days concerning number of games this season and salary implications. So obviously that was an eyebrow-raising tweet. Okay, we've got an NHL president and GM here who's optimistic. Why is he optimistic? And I got my answers this morning, not from Don. He wouldn't go any further. But I believe that in the last few days, the league and the players have engaged in conversations about a start on January 15th with training camps opening approximately 2 weeks earlier. The number of games would be in the 50s. I had some people telling me 52. I had some people telling me 56. But they've re-engaged on this. Now, what I think they're talking about is that the non-playoff teams would report, like in the last few days of December, they'd get two or three extra days. The playoff teams would report around New Year's Day. I think that the end of the regular season would be around the beginning of May. They'd build in that schedule with a buffer zone in case they had to make up games. And I'm hearing the season would be over sometime around the end of June, beginning of July. So that's what they're talking about here. Now, the financial issues, I don't have a full picture on that, although it sounds like the escrow ask about changing the caps is going away, because I think everybody realizes here the players were not willing to agree to that, but they are potentially more willing to talk about deferrals. I don't know where that is, but that's the information I'm getting as I wake up this morning, and if it sounded at all incoherent, sorry guys, I'm not a morning person.